Welcome to Trust the Bible, and good morning. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And this week, I'm talking about some of the accuracy in Bible prophecy related to end time events. We've seen that Jesus laid out what would happen within 40 years of his death and resurrection. All those things came to pass, including the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. And then Jesus said, sometime after that, his coming was near, right at the door, but it would be delayed. And sometime in that delay, suddenly he will come again. And so we're in that delay now. We're waiting to see when he will come. But we're already seeing other specific prophecies that are going to take place in association with Jesus coming. We're seeing the stage set where they could happen. So, for instance, we saw yesterday, every eye will see him is one of the prophecies, and only in the last 25, 30 years do we see the spread of technology get to the point where people in countries all over the world can see on live television something going on the other side of the world. Namely, in this case, it would be the visible appearing of Jesus, according to the prophecies. We looked at population yesterday, that we seem to only recently have reached the population that would fit the descriptions in Revelation in the world today. I'm going to talk about a third thing now to start us off today, and that is the advancement of biotechnology. We now have the technological capability of doing things with human life that seemed like, and actually in many cases were, part of science fiction, you know, just 20, 30, 40 years ago. And now we're seeing it come to fruition. So we have, for instance, the ability to create a living being that is, genetically speaking, part human and part animal. This was actually done in 2017, January 6th. There's news stories that broke out then that we had created this hybrid living being. And the purpose of this is to grow organs that could be useful for organ transplant. Now, some of this is a bit bizarre. When you get into the details of what has actually been done so far, it may not be as sci-fi kind of creepy sounding as it sounds at first. Just to let you know, I don't know that I necessarily would even say that, what happened was something completely unethical or anything like that. But the capability is there to actually create a living being that is half human or large part human and animal. We haven't actually done that yet. You know, so far we've just worked with cells in a laboratory, essentially. But the capability is there to do some freakish things. And the motivation is there for some scientist who is not ethical to do that, to cross that boundary. On the other front, we have scientists that are now creating the capability of combining computers with the human brain or with the human body, and to do things that would enable a human being to have sort of the both a human body but also computing ability or a robotic type brain. And that kind of technology is just around the corner from us. And I say this to say, at what point will God say, no further? I'm not going to allow this kind of tampering with my good design and creation of humanity. And we have a model from this in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 11, people united around the world as one people in one language to create the Tower of Babel. And God said there, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. And so God confused their languages and spread them out into 70 different nations around the world because they were going too far in what they were trying to do. I feel like we're reaching a similar point. We now have technology in which we can communicate with people all over the world. And computers can instantly translate languages for us. And we can talk by, video chat or Skype, you know, with people around the world and get language translation assistance. And so we're becoming a people almost as one language again. And we're doing things that seem to push the boundary of what God would allow us to do. That could also indicate that the second coming could be near, that the end of the age is near, that God's giving us a certain amount of time, but we're nearing the time limit. Again, we don't know for sure. Jesus says no one knows the day or the hour. There's no upper limit we can set on it. But these are different things we see coming together at the same time period that should perhaps get us excited that Jesus' return may be very near. A fourth one I'll talk about today is the development of nuclear weapons. When you look at history, history repeats itself over and over again. People develop very powerful weapons, and not long after that, warfare gets more bloodier and gets more horrific. And we see that most clearly in the 1700s, 1800s, and 1900s, as guns got more accurate, as guns got more powerful. We added airplanes, we added biochemical warfare by World War I. Things got worse and worse. But at the end of World War II, the invention of nuclear weapons represented a giant leap in how much destruction could be caused in warfare. And relative to that giant leap forward, the world got somewhat more peaceful. I know there were terrible wars since World War II. I know many people have suffered. Many people have died in wars since World War II. But we haven't had an all-out war like we've had in World War II. We haven't had countries using nuclear weapons against each other. And how long will it be before that happens? You know, that has been the question since the development of these weapons. Part of why people have not used these weapons is because they're so powerful that the United States and the Soviet Union, for instance, knew that if one used nuclear weapons, the other would, and we would completely destroy each other. And so it made both nations work extra hard at maintaining the peace, you know, at least as far as military conflict, so that we didn't annihilate each other. But now you have nuclear weapons spreading to more countries. Pakistan, India, of course, North Korea has been in the news a lot lately, Iran pursuing them, Great Britain, and the list may keep growing. In fact, it probably will over time. You'll see other countries here and there develop nuclear weapons. It's only a matter of time, if history is any guide, before there's an all-out war with nuclear weapons. And that has to either play into the events that we see described in Revelation that are so horrific, or the end of the age and the coming of the Son of Man will come and be in place before we get to that point where there is widespread nuclear war. But at any rate, just that kind of level of destructive power we have seems to fit again with the uniqueness of our day and age that indicates we live in a special time in world history. There's the stages being set for something to happen, something like what the Bible describes. Now, the other three things I'm going to talk about, I'm just going to get started today and we'll finish with these tomorrow. All three of them have to do with specific Bible prophecies that we are seeing fulfilled in our day and age, or again, seeing the stage set to be fulfilled in the nation of Israel. And here is where I think we have our most specific biblical prophecy about what to look for and wait for. One is that Israel is restored as a nation. That occurred in 1948. Israel again had a Jewish state therein, and Jews were returning from all over the world to their homeland. And this is something that's prophesied again and again in the Bible, from Ezekiel 37, in Isaiah it's prophesied, and throughout the New Testament even. There are these allusions to God gathering his people from the four corners of the earth, and this is matching with the Old Testament description of God bringing the Israelites back to their land. Now, I don't think we've seen the final fulfillment of those prophecies in the Bible, but we have seen the beginning of it. There will be a more complete ingathering of the Jewish people to Israel, but certainly we are already seeing something miraculous happening, that the Jewish people away from their homeland for so long are being brought back. I'm going to talk about two other things going on in Israel that fit Bible prophecy very clearly, and I'll do that tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.